Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. I hope that everybody had an amazing 4th of July. Did you do anything? You're kind of smiley over there.
Lots of fireworks,
all that good stuff. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Okay, so I kind of have a little trivia. I'll just go right into it, and I'm going to kind of propose it to Tom because he's so darn smart. Oh, yeah. Okay, but which president was born on the 4th of July?
That's a great question. I know. Wait. Jefferson and Adams died on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Which president was born?
Anybody
on
else?
Well, so far, he knows more than I do.
I know, me too. Okay.
Okay. But wait. Era? Give me an era.
Okay. 1872.
Okay. That's when they were born?
That's the year.
That's when they were born. So 35 to be president. So they would have been president around the Taft, Roosevelt, am I close? I got to be in there.
30th president,
thank you.
Okay.
Let's go back from Wilson.
God, see, he is so smart. I knew. I was so excited when I found this question.
Taft, Roosevelt, help me. I'm
Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course.
I didn't you know
Calvin
that?
Coolidge. I knew that. I just didn't want to say.
Coolidge is after Harding.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so I just
Harding died in San Francisco.
I knew you knew.
Next time, just ask me.
I just caught him off guard.
Just ask me next time.
Okay, next time. Well, so you know what I'm going to do? I have another one.
Okay, this one's for me.
Yeah, no, but you know what? Okay, let me just start. If anybody's just tuning in right now, we have a great show for us today. And I am Kim, and I'm here with Tom Spence and Marie Williams. How are you doing?
I'm great,
okay, and we've got Jennifer, and it's, I do this all the Chastain. Right?
Yes, Jennifer Chastain.
Yes, okay. And we've got, I'm going to get this right here. I'm like rolling around here. Oh, God. Can we go over to
Ashley Pope from Spicetopia?
Spicetopia. And we were going to be finding out about some spices. You know what? It's so fun because that's kind of my next question is I've got an easy patriotic pie recipe. And there's one little recipe, one ingredient that we left out. So we're going to, I've been kind of doing this on Facebook and it's kind of fun. So, and I know
you're
you
putting
love
the recipes
to cook.
Right.
Yeah.
So you left off a recipe.
I left off one ingredient. So we'll talk about that. So anyways, I'm really excited to start the show. We've got an amazing show to get to talk about today. And again, Ashley Pope is here with us in the studio, Jennifer, Anne Marie, and Tom Spence. Tom, what are all of our prizes that we have? Because we have lots of stuff that I love to give back to.
Since we're already on the early here, let's start off with bagels. Noah's Bagels. We also have food at the Soup Plantation and Urbane Cafe. Great place to eat along with the Cafe Nofola, the gift card there. And Papa John's. Do some pizza out in Moor Park. Bryan Brothers, a local great, great tennis players. The Bryan Brothers have won doubles like crazy over the years. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and it carries on with Barkham Pet Supplies, a $50 gift card. Lots of stuff to give away today.
There you go. Right here on The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out that phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is all the way through the show, when we give something away, is just call up, leave your name, your number, and somebody from our team will get back to you. And so you're just a winner by calling
right
there.
So I know we have Ashley coming up in a little bit on our show from Spicetopia. And do you know what goes really well with spices?
What?
The fruits and vegetables from Deerdorf Farms.
Do you want to know? And I'm not kidding. I just got a box last week, and I'm telling you, it was amazing. I've been cooking things that are kind of out of the box.
Right.
You know?
And you know what? What I love about them, Deerdorf Farms, is that they include recipes that go with their seasonal picks.
That's right.
And also, I want to let everybody know that there's a free Fresh Picks cooking class this Tuesday night.
Ooh.
July 9th at 6 o'clock at the Oxnard Whole Foods.
Oh.
So go check them out.
Definitely.
But all kinds of things in season now. Green beans, strawberries, black kale. Have you ever had black kale?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a little bit stronger, but it's
Is it
really
more bitter?
Good. Yeah, a little bit.
But delicious. Romaine hearts, baby bok choy, tangerines,
bok
beets.
Bok choy is what I just cooked.
I love
cooked.
Bok choy.
Okay, how do you cook yours?
I just saute it, and then I add a little bit of sesame oil and soy sauce.
Okay, and I did a little bit of garlic and lemon over the whole thing.
Oh, that sounds
good. And
with
a little bit of water, and oh my God, it was amazing.
Delicious.
So,
but check them out, and I want to give their number out. 805-200-5216.
Okay, Christine Smith, she's awesome. She will make sure that you get a box. And let me tell you, the price, $25 every other week. And it is organic, it's fresh, it's amazing. So you definitely want to do that. Anyways, I'm so excited that you are starting your day with in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we are the brighter side of the 805. Our first guest is Dave McKinney. And he's going to be talking about the Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest that's coming up. I was there last year. It was amazing. I mean, not only that, it's like a you know, friends and family that hang out and watch a tennis match right there. These boys were born here and they come back to give back, and that's what it's all about. Our next guest is going to be Richard Greenberg, and his book is Raising Children That Other People Want to Be Around. I mean, what a concept. You know, we never really think about that because
you know, that's hard sometimes.
I know, it is.
I have a problem with that.
Okay. So anyways, and then lastly, we're going to be talking with the owner of Spicetopia, and she is in our studio, Ashley Pope, and she's going to give us hopefully some tips and ideas, and she's got lots of stuff there, and that's right here in Ventura. So stay with us. Let's welcome Dave McKinney on. Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. So tell us what's going on and about yourself.
Well, listen, we've got one of the premier tennis events in Southern California coming up, and as you mentioned before, the Bryan Brothers, Mike and Bob, were born in Camarillo. They come back, they give back to the community through their foundation, the Bryan Brothers Foundation, and this is their featured event for their foundation, in which they invite the whole community of Ventura County to come out and support it because they support all the local kids' charities.
Wow. You know, I met them last year at this event, and I'm telling you, you know, I love when people come back and you know, their dad, obviously, when they were young, believed in them, and look where they are today.
Look where they are. Number one in the world. They've been number one 8 of the last 9 years. Tennis's all-time winningest team. And as we stand right now, they're sitting in the semifinals of Wimbledon. We'll be playing tomorrow for that.
Unbelievable. Awesome. That's great. So tell us, okay, how did you get involved with Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest?
Well, my relationship with Mike and Bob go way back. Actually, along with their parents, I was one of their coaches at the Cabrillo Racquet Club back in the...
So you're partly responsible, huh?
Well,
I
know,
love that.
I'm not going to take that. I'll leave that to their parents. But I've known the family for years and years, and I've been the tennis director up at Spanish Hills now for 14 years. And when they turned pro, we asked them to be our touring pros at Spanish Hills Country Club. And... therefore, they once they turned pro, they became very entrenched in staying in the county and buying some homes in the area, and decided to start having their foundation events right here at Spanish Hills.
How amazing! Now, last year I was there. I mean, there was I don't know if you're gonna you know what's gonna be there, but there was tons of local wineries, restaurants, and a bunch of different sponsors all around there. Is that the same kind of thing we're gonna find this year?
Same exact thing. We have some fabulous sponsors. V-Grid, one of the leading energy systems, are out of Camarillo, is the title sponsor. And we also have involved with Alexander Cadillac and Esurance. And they're going to be presenting a wonderful, wonderful event like you experienced last year. Well, we had some of the best wineries and restaurants from Ventura County out there. So, you know, it's kind of funny. You have people come in, and they may not know a lot about tennis, and they'll come in and they'll like the food and they'll like the drink, and then they sit down and they can just sit right there and watch world-class tennis.
My table was right there in front. I was so excited. And, you know, and then all of a sudden I realized, like, I knew half the people there because they're all members. And that's so cool. And there's family members. I mean, everybody gets to go. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we actually have a couple tickets that Dave was so nice to give us. And we're talking about the Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest. And tell us, when is that exactly?
The event will be Saturday, July 19th.
Okay.
It starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 3 p.m. And everybody coming out is going to be able to taste those foods and enjoy some beverages. Kids are actually welcome as well. So we have some ice cream vendors out there and different kinds of beverage vendors that the kids will enjoy. And, of course, you know, the entertainment is we have a pro-am tournament that you can kind of watch where some of the amateurs get to play with the pros and mix it around. And we have some of the local kids come out and play, and then you get to see the pro exhibition.
And so will there be other pro tennis players there then that you can tell us about?
Yes, there'll be other, you know, there'll be a number of pros, and a lot of them come in at the last minute. Of course, last year we had Andy Roddick come in, former world number one. Mm-hmm. And then we've had this year again, Tracy Austin, very well known from way back in the 70s and 80s, one of the all-time U.S. Open champions. She'll be there, and along with a slew of other touring pros that will be there.
Unbelievable. You know, it's funny. It's just a very warm. Most of the vendors are around the pool, and for anybody that hasn't been to Spanish Hills, it's just very, it's just a really cool feeling. Now, I know you have VIP, too. Is there tickets for people to still get that?
Unfortunately, those are sold out already.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, those are gone. I mean, we have general admission tickets are available, and we do still have just a couple tables courtside still available.
Okay.
And they can go online at www.bb, as in Brian Brothers, bbtennisfest.com to purchase those tickets or get a courtside table. There's only, I believe, two left at this point.
Wow. Okay, great.
I have a question about children coming to the event. Is there something that they can do while the actual tennis is going on that maybe so they're not disturbing other people that are watching it? Is there something for them to be doing during the day?
They should just be watching the tennis.
Okay, absolutely, to get them hooked early.
Watching the tennis. The kids generally do.
Okay.
Especially when they're so close to it. You know, it's like it's kind of, when they start watching it, it's like they get entranced in that as well, watching that.
So they're close enough that they can hear the ball going back and forth, so they're really drawn into the game during the day.
It's a very intimate stadium.
It is a very intimate. Okay. That was a perfect word. That's exactly what I was saying. But now, is it the kids that are on all the teams there, they actually get to come in and play? Is that what you did last year?
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm already a part of it. No.
Yeah. What you're talking about is two of the children's charities that the Bryan Brothers give to is the Ventura County Junior Tennis Association, which is a nonprofit that gives back to getting kids started in tennis and also giving scholarships and lessons to kids that normally couldn't afford it, and as well as the Santa Barbara tennis patrons.
Oh, that's great.
And they do the same thing up in the Santa Barbara area. So the Bryan Brothers always give to those two organizations to help support them, and what they do is they invite 10 of their kids, 10 lucky kids, to come down and participate in an exhibition match, which you saw last year.
Oh, that's great. Now, is that the only foundations that they support?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, they've supported the Boys and Girls Clubs of both Camarillo and Oxnard around in the area. They've done some other Southern Cal organizations with the Desert Pediatric Hospital, as well as some national ones like Andre Agassi's Foundation and some of the reading programs kind of geared towards kids up in the Northern Cal and the Stanford area where they went to a college.
Wow, pretty amazing. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And I know that 4th of July was yesterday, but, we have a whole weekend ahead. Are you guys, this is just like it's a perfect thing. It was on Friday, now Saturday. It's like leading into the weekend.
Yeah, I love when I'm busy on a Friday. It feels like I still have a whole weekend left, which I do.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right. There you go. So let me ask you a question. Who are some of the vendors that are going to be there?
Well, we've got a number of wineries. I mean, you probably know Opala Winery.
Oh, yeah.
In some fabulous restaurants like Brendan is going to be there. They've always been big supporters. Presto Pasta has always been a big supporter that they've come out. And there's just a bunch of other ones that I could name.
Wow.
We even have the fun ones for the kids, like Rocket Fizz is going to be there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
we have
fun.
Cold Stone Creamery, so that's something that the kids can also enjoy.
And do you have breweries as well?
We will have some breweries. Some distributors will be out with some different beers. I don't have exactly all those beers that they're going to serve, though, yet.
Why not? No, I'm just kidding. It's up to
the distributor which one they want to distribute that day.
There you go. Well, Dave, you know what? I'm really excited. I'm excited to extend some giveaways to my listeners. Again, if they don't win, but I'm going to open up our phones right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Call us right now for a couple tickets to the Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest. And again, that is July 19th, Saturday from 11 to 3 right here in Spanish Hills. Where do they find their tickets and how much are they?
Again, they can go to find their tickets online. It's www.bb, then Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest.com. Tickets start at $100. And the kids are $40.
Very good. Very good. Dave, I look forward to seeing you out there. What a great time it's going to be, and what a great cause.
It is, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a little bit different. You know, a lot of people go to these events, and there's some food, and there's some drinks and so on, but there's no other event like this one that actually has tennis, and you can get some...
And you're right there with them, you
right
know?
There.
Yeah, I love it. All right, again, Dave McKinney, the coach, really, you kind of started these guys, Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest, and I've got a set of tickets that we're going to give away right here. Also, I want you to go on my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show on Facebook, because we got lots of giveaways there. Like our show, share our show, and spread the word so we can get lots of people there. I love when I go there and we see tons of people that we already know. All right. Again, thank you so much, Dave, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim. Look forward to seeing you today.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Richard Greenberg. We're going to talk to him about his book, Raising Children for Happy Family Life and the Benefit of All Society. We want kids that, you know, it's interesting, Anne-Marie, Jennifer, you still have younger children.
Yes.
Do you have children? Okay, yeah. And our kids are older now, and I'm actually kind of liking who they are, you know? I think we could pat ourselves on the back and say we did a good job. Do you agree?
I love who my kids have become.
Yeah.
But I do have an issue with...
Kids that are spoiled little brats.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. So I'm pretty excited to talk to Richard Greenberg.
There you go. Stay with us. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us early here on the brighter side of the 805, starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. I'm here with Jennifer. I'm here with Ashley. And, of course, we've got Tom Spence here, and we've got tons and tons of giveaways. And
you know what? Now that summer is officially here,
yes.
I went to 16 by JMA.
What'd you get?
Some really cute stuff. You got to check this place out. Great women's boutique. It's located in West Ventura County. Weekly arrivals. So it's all there's always new stuff.
I called her and she was there shopping. I'm like, "What? Okay, can you make sure you buy something that, you know?" But she has really good taste.
She, you know what? And most items are $16 or less. Not yeah. everything, but you, so you can get a really dynamite outfit. For not a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
I mean, a whole outfit, $50. You know.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So
16
you
by
go
JMA.
Check it out.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Well,
and
guess
what?
What? I actually have a $30 gift certificate to somebody who calls right now, and let's do that right now. A $30 gift certificate for 16 by JMA, and again, it's ageless styles you can afford. So that's what they're. That's what they do. That's what she does. She goes and finds the most amazing styles and keeps them affordable.
Right. And she would be June. June is the owner.
That's right.
June Rawson. Say hi to her when you stop
yeah,
by.
There
mention us.
There you go. All right. So let's open up the phone lines. 419-0008. 419-0008 for a $30 gift certificate. Right now to 16 by JMA. All right, our next guest, Richard Greenberg, and his book, Raising Children for Happy Family Life and the Benefit of All Society. And we've been kind of briefly talking about this. We want people that other people like to be around. Very important topic. And Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
My pleasure.
So, do you have children?
I have 4 children.
Okay, so do I. Are they all nice to be around?
Yeah, they're like grown-ups now.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what did you do different? Did you write this book before there were, you know, you realized maybe you should have done something different, or did you already do it?
No, I think what happened is that they turned out really well, and even while they were headed in that direction, people would always say to my wife and me, "You guys really got lucky. How did you get kids like that?"
Mm.
And, you know, we sort of thought about it a lot. And then since I'm the guy who tends to do the writing around here, I took what we had done and tried to synthesize it into something. And also because I'm a guy, I tried to make that sort of as logical and sort of understandable and applicable as possible. So, you know, I took the word smart and I said, set an example. Make the rules, apply the rules, respect yourself, and teach in everything that you do. And then for each of those letters and those things, setting an example, I laid out what we could do as parents to understand that setting an example is more than just being a good person and being a responsible person and going to work, although I think all of those things are not necessarily going to work, but taking what you do seriously, being responsible for yourself, but also looking at, you know, I understood that there were parents who didn't know how to do that. So I said, well, let's look at the way you were parented. Like, sit down with your mate and talk about the way you were parented. And what did you like about that? And what didn't you like about that? And what do you want to repeat with your children? And what don't you want to repeat? And what are your core values? We valued truth. We valued respect. And we valued kindness. And we said, okay, when we run everything that we make a rule about through those three things, does that rule apply to being truthful? You know, tell us the truth. That's a very reasonable rule. Respect me. Don't tell me to shut up. That's not how it works around here. Be kind. Help your brother or sister out. Help your friend out. And those sort of, you know, basic foundations help guide the process so that when my wife had always felt that the reason parents let their kids run amok was that those parents didn't know what to do, I said, well, then let's give them a way to know what to do. Let's give them a plan. Let's let them sit down and decide what they want their kids to be like.
Richard, this all seems so simple when you're talking like that.
Yeah.
And you're right. I really think that some of the parents, when they don't know what to do, that's, I mean, because, you know, now that my kids are older, and I'm sure you guys can all vouch it for us in here and all my listeners out there, you get to a point and you're like, how should I handle this? I'm stuck, you know? And then you turn to your husband and go, okay, you do something, you know? You make that decision, you know?
Right. So Richard, essentially then, anybody is capable of being a good parent if you follow those three aspects that you just mentioned.
Well, you know, and I don't mean for it to be so general. I mean, obviously people make mistakes and we learn lessons as we go along the path. But I think that the key thing I like to say is that it's your job as a parent to take responsibility for the behavior of your children.
Absolutely.
And when you do that, and they see that you do that, and you let them know that this is what's expected of you, I think your children are more comfortable. And I'm very lazy about this, meaning I want things done the way I want them done because I don't want to have a debate about everything. I don't want to have to spend my time worrying about whether my child is being entertained. It's like, no, you know, you can figure out what to do.
And so, Richard, this is Jennifer, and I have two boys, 12 and 10.
Hi.
Hi there. I actually, sometimes I'll be like, this is too much for me. If I could just do what my own parents did, I should probably be okay because I turned out good and, you know, that worked out well for them. But looking at the book, I can't wait to get my hands on it because I have two boys. What would be the three things that you would say to me, your children should not do these things ever in terms of parenting?
Okay. They should not talk back to you.
Okay.
They should not show you disrespect. That's the number one thing in my book. When a kid tells their parent to shut up, it means everything has broken down in that relationship. You should teach your children to be grateful. I think that they should never take things for granted. They should never think that they deserve something just because they were brought into the world. The fact is that they owe you from the minute you bring them into the world because you're going to take care of them. And I don't mean it in a nasty way.
No, I totally, yeah, no, I agree with you. They feel entitled. That's the word, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think you have to teach them how not to hurt other people's feelings.
Right.
To be kind.
Teach them how to be kind, exactly. And that being kind is a better reflection on them, you know, and with that comes understanding why some other people aren't kind.
And these seem like very simple things, but when you're in the mayhem of your daily life, wondering if you're doing the right thing, it's always good to know, like, these are three things we really need to instill in our children. And maybe if that works, the rest of it might fall into place with the proper care of your family.
Well, and I think it's also important that you don't feel as though you have to address every issue when it comes up and you're baffled. It's kind of like sometimes you just go, you know, I really don't know what to do about this. And if it's a behavioral issue, you just go like, this behavior is not satisfactory to me.
Right.
So stop.
Zero tolerance.
Well, zero tolerance. And another thing I think is parents make a lot of excuses for their kids.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of single parents say, well, I'm a single dad or I'm a single mom. And because of that, I have to do X, Y, or Z. And the answer is, wait a second. You're the definition of a dad or a mom to your kid. So you don't really owe them anything. The scenario has changed, but the guilt about it is in your mind, not necessarily in their mind. They don't have any of those preconceptions.
Right.
So
right.
As a mom, you just have to be their mom. You have to be loving and caring. And if their dad's doing something goofy, that's not your problem. That's not in your area of responsibility. Your area is to let them know that when they're with you, they're with somebody who's confident and loving and cares about them more than anyone else in the world is ever going to care about them. And as a result, they need to appreciate that.
Right. Wow. Tom's looking at us, okay, with some grins over here. Tom, what's
up? Well, one of the issues that we have with the kids is, like with movies now, my kid's 11. And, well, so-and-so got to go to this movie. And I'll say, well, that's really neato. And, you know, and they'll always use that as, because a lot of our friends, and they're great parents, but they'll allow their kids to play games that I look at that are way off the charts for me as far as violence, sexuality, anything that an 11-year-old. So my biggest battle is I know what to do about it, but there's still every time they go out into public and with their kids, they're learning things. So in my mind, for what we will permit at our house, I have to retrain.
Well, and what you say or what we used to say was, that's how they do it in their family,
mm-hmm.
but it's not how we do it in our family. That's okay in their family, and those parents get to make those rules. But when you're at our house, this is how things work.
Exactly.
And then what happens, interestingly enough, is that the kids sort of self-censor. They decide they don't want to be at that kid's house anymore. My kids hated being with friends who's, you know, these kids would talk back to their parents, and our kid would come home and say, ugh, I can't stand being in that house.
Boy, that'd be the death penalty in ours. I can't even imagine hearing anything. I mean, even, and I know all practical people do the same thing, but, you know, when our kids, I look at some when we're at a restaurant, and Cole will say something like, may I have the chicken fingers, and also could I have some barbecue sauce with that, please? The people will look at him like he just spoke in French.
Yeah, like,
because that's a shocker. And I look at it like,
that's
can't
what you've been.
That's expected. That shouldn't be the unusual child.
The
absolutely agree with you.
The minimum requirement.
Exactly, and it is funny how. But I think in all of our circles, we're around people that are pretty good at that. But occasionally, you run into people who aren't.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
That's
and again, we're the role models. We're what our children want to grow up to be like. And
right.
So if we model that, may I please have. You know, I mean, I went through that. We literally talked about, where does the word please go? Does it go at the end of the sentence where you go, I would like to have the please, or may I please have?
Oh, great point right there.
For me,
yeah.
It was like, please isn't an afterthought.
That's...
Please is the beginning. And, you know, so it got to where it comes down to how you phrase things. And it's like, nobody does it right. Nobody does it wrong. As long as you teach your children these very basic things. Because when they're missing them, it only hinders them. You know, it becomes harder for them to integrate. It becomes harder for them to have friends. And I think you're doing them a disservice by not disciplining them or teaching them the rules for navigating the world.
You know, I think this is so relevant. And I actually, my kids went through an etiquette class, okay? And it was really interesting because at school, did your kids go?
No, they didn't do.
Yeah, well, my kids and my boys, my girls did it first, and then my boys are younger. And they're like, are you kidding me, you know? Well, let me tell you, Mrs. Smith was the teacher, and she had a wooden leg, okay? And we used to tease them, you best be, you know, your best behavior. And they were like, is she going to take her leg off and hit us, you know? I mean, you know, but afterwards they learned how to dance. They learned how to eat properly. They learned how to use, you know. And afterwards they're like, Mom, that really helped us, as many as their friends made fun of them, you know. But I think it made a difference. And now the one thing I want to address here is, you know, a lot of kids play parents against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, you talked about that you're happily married. How do you keep that? Because that's a big thing. I notice actually my kids, as they're older, playing us against each other more so than when they were younger, because if they did it, they probably really weren't 100% aware of it.
Well, I think the first thing is, whenever they would say, can I do this? We would say, let's ask your mom. And they would say, well, I've already asked my mom, and she said, okay. And at a certain point in your life, you trust that that's the truth, because they know you're going to go back and check. But also, it's just a matter of having a teammate, so that it's out of courtesy to your mate, essentially, that you sort of say, or you go, that doesn't sound like your mother would approve it to me, and then you have a conversation with the mom, but not necessarily where you take one side or the other. You can have the debate, but I think that, you know, you have to appear, we parents have to appear as a united front with our children, with each other, not necessarily in agreement with our children, but we as parents have to have the same values and be going in the same direction. And so if my wife thought it was okay for our 13-year-old daughter to wear makeup and I didn't, then we would have a conversation about it. And ultimately, in our family, the way it worked out was whoever was sort of the most passionate about that would be the person who ended up sort of winning the argument between the parents. And then either I would reluctantly go along with what she wanted to do, or she would reluctantly, but not vocally reluctantly, go along with what I said. And there were times when, you know, some kid would want to quit a team, and she would be like, well, I want him to, you know, he should be able to quit. And I would say, no, he's on a team. He made a commitment, and he's going to stay on the team for the last four games. And she would go, because we have three boys and a girl, and she would go, okay. And that was just, you have to resolve those things so that both of you can be in the same place.
And so does that contributes then to a happy marriage, because you've been married for 38 years,
right,
Richard.
And it contributes to a happy marriage. And it also is a reflection for your children about how respecting another person works,
mm-hmm.
how compromising works, how, you know, that's how you get through a marriage, is that you compromise with each other on a fairly regular basis about various things, until after 30-some years, you learn kind of what the preference is going down the road, so that you know that it's like, I'm going to do this because that's what's expected of me.
You said a word to me that I think is a trigger word for a lot of parents of kids my age, they're 10 and 12, debate.
Right.
Every single thing I say no to, obviously there's a huge debate waiting to happen.
Right.
What it would be is the best way to shut down the debate, because I feel like if I engage in it a tiny bit, which I have a habit of doing, that's where everything goes bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, the way I shut it down, you know, there used to be the expression, because I said so.
Right.
Yeah. And because I said so, which is what I got a lot of, I just turned into, this is not a debate. You know, this. I'm very happy that you have an opinion about this, but right now, this is our plan. And when I said I'm lazy, what I meant by that was I'm lazy because I like things to happen the way I want them to happen, because my older, more experienced brain has mapped out what needs to happen in an efficient manner.
Hmm.
So when somebody comes to me with an argument, and by the way, sometimes I really listen to what that, you know, discussion, that debate could be.
Like, and what their points could be.
Yeah, and then sometimes if it's very reasonable to me and they've laid the argument out in a way that makes sense and is worthy of a reward, which is me changing my mind, then I would say, you know, I think you've made a really good point. And I've learned from, you know, I have one son who said to me once, I'm going to go to England and become a record producer. And I first started this whole thing about, well, you can't work in another country without a permit. He was just in college. He was about to finish college. What are you going to do? I'm going to go to England. And then he said to me, well, you know, Dad, I'm like 22 years old, and this is the time in my life when I get to try crazy stuff. And I've got a friend in England, and he says it's going to work, so I'm going to go do that. And, you know, if not now, when? And I kind of looked at him and said, well, if you can fly yourself there and take care of all that business, go for it.
There you go.
You know?
And that's good. So you kind of like, what do they say? Give them enough rope. You
yeah.
want to support them, but.
By the way, he never went to England.
Okay.
Of course he didn't.
He said to me when he went into college, he said, I'm going to be a history major. And I said, Ben, why do you want to be a history major? I just don't see where that leads. And he said, well, you were an English major. And I said, yeah. He said, well, history is English. It's just stories that have already been told.
It
was like, done. It was like, okay, you're right. Be a history major.
And we can learn from our kids. I really believe that. You know, one thing I wanted to comment on is you call it, it's easier to lighten up than tighten up.
Right.
Explain that.
Well, it's really interesting because you guys are, by the sounds of the ages of your children, you're at sort of the top range of where you can begin to lighten up, okay? Because if you've started tight, if you have your children understand your rules and obey your rules, not like robots, but by people who understand that this makes life easier if I do what I'm asked to do. When they're young and they do that, it keeps your house from being chaotic. And when I say it's easier to lighten up than it is to tighten up, what I mean by that is that when your child then is 10 years old and they've learned to live within the system, then it's easier to give them more freedom. And to say to them, you know, you have been a very responsible child. You can ride your bike farther than I used to let you ride your bike, because now I think you're responsible enough to do that.
I love it. I'm going to use that, lighten up, and say, because you're absolutely right. If you've already put all the boundaries in and you've kind of set your rules, you know, now that my kids, you know, I mean, I have one 18 and 19-year-old, and I'm like, okay, where are you? You know, I call them, and they're like, I'm almost home, you know.
So our 18 and 19-year-olds,
yes.
What our deal was with them was, once they were driving and out, was they had to text us when they left a party, and they had to text us when they arrived to the next destination.
That's what we do.
And that's their only obligations to us. They had a curfew, you know, be home by midnight or be home by one, whenever it was age appropriate. But if you approach that with, I trust you, I expect you to communicate with me, which is why I trust you, it's much better than you better.
I love it.
Else,
yep. I love it. Richard, a pleasure talking with you. Where do people find out? Where do we find your book, and where do we find out more about you?
Okay, well, I am Common Sense Dad at commonsensedad.com, and I'm on Twitter as Common Sense Dad, and I'm on Facebook as Common Sense Dad. And then my book is available at Amazon, any, you know, internet ebook seller, or regular hard book seller as well. But pretty much at Common Sense Dad, you can find out all kinds of stuff.
I love it. Would you like us on Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show?
I've already done that.
Oh, great. Okay, so we can share you with everybody. And I thank you so much. Again, really a relevant book for anybody that anybody that
I cannot
kids.
Wait to read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, thank you so much. And we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Ashley Pope. And she's the owner of Spicetopia right here in Ventura. And if you're into spices or buying different things, this is the grocery store you want to go to. She carries over 20 different local products. So I'm really excited. Also, she brought a couple gift certificates. So I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 419-0008, 419-0008 for a couple $25 gift certificates to Spicetopia. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are on the road, must have a code that you can live by.
16 by J. Ma was voted favorite women's boutique in West Ventura County. They have weekly arrivals of fashion-forward and timeless classic styles, handpicked by the owner, June Rawson. You can spice up your wardrobe with a few accessories or go for a full-style makeover from head to toe. Because 16 by J. Ma has many choices, visit their website at SIXTEENBUYJMA.com. That's 16 by J. Ma, where you'll find ageless styles you can afford to love.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning if you are just waking up with us here on the brighter side of the 805. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show that we're going to be coming back for right here on AM 1590 KVTA. We've got lots of stuff as this is 4th of July weekend. I hope that you had a great weekend and or yesterday, and now we're into our whole weekend. I'm just like to keep it going.
I love it. You know what I was loving yesterday?
Tell me.
During my barbecue?
Yes.
My Phantom screen.
Oh, I know. You know what?
I love it.
Okay,
love
so
it,
tell
love it. You know, I guess it's been a little more humid, so I think I'm noticing more bugs. Keeps the bugs out. They're durable. You can't, they're sort of invisible. You can't really see them. You got to give them a call. The greatest thing, 805-990-1175. They'll come out and give you a quote. So check them out.
Say that number again.
805-990-1175. Phantom Screens.
There you go. All right. Well, and I'm serious. I'm going to get those too because, you know.
You will love them.
Yeah. They're so easy. The ones that we have right now are like a hassle and it's.
Yeah. And they also provide the protection from the glare of the sun, which I love.
Okay. All right. I'm definitely going to get them. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. All right. Well, our next guest is Ashley Pope, and she is the owner of Spicetopia. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you actually came about owning this and you know, just a little bit of who you are.
Yeah, so I actually came across the chance to buy and own Spicetopia on Facebook. It's actually a really interesting story.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, it was actually going to be closing, and the previous owner had written a long Facebook post just saying thank you so much to all of our loyal customers, and unless anybody wants to purchase the store, we're going to have to close our doors. And my son is a year and a half right now. But at the time that I purchased the store, he was still not even sleeping through the night. And I was up in the middle
really
of the night, right? I was like crazy.
Right?
Yeah. And that's really the only
thing that you could probably say.
Yeah. I was just like, wow. And so it was 5 o'clock in the morning.
What kind of work did you do, though, before?
I was a licensed optician. Actually, I still am. So in retail management, I worked at LensCrafters for 5 years. And when I saw the opportunity, I just really jumped on it. I mean, it was such a fast transaction.
Do you like to cook?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to tell you that I have walked by your past your store, and the aroma from the spices is so enticing. I mean, you just want to go in.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Well, so tell us, what is Spicetopia? What do you have there?
So we sell spices and teas, very high quality. We sell them in bulk. So one thing that's really great is that if you have a recipe that calls for a small amount of a spice, you can just come in and buy an ounce rather than going to the grocery store and spending $12. Yeah, you can just come in and buy a little bit, and it's all very high quality, organic, fair trade certified. And then the other part of the business is we sell a lot of different local products from different local chefs, and that's just really fun.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, where are you located, so you can tell everybody?
We're at 576 East Main Street, right across from the movie theater between Taj and Jimmy Slice.
Okay.
And I know you have cooking classes.
We do.
With Chef Amy. Tell us a little bit about that. Are they free? Are they every week?
We have cooking classes about twice a month. They're $35 a person, and Chef Amy cooks about 6 to 7 different dishes. You get to taste everything. You go home with a recipe book. And even we have chefs come sometimes that learn something new.
Okay, we want to sign up, right?
They are awesome. It's an awesome date night, awesome girls' day out.
Let's get Chef Amy on our show.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Great. Chef Amy Tyrell. She owns the catering company Morsels As You Wish. She's awesome.
Ah, okay, we'll have to get her on. Okay, yes. Because I love cooking. I'm telling you, my husband and I, as we're kind of getting a little empty nesting, right, we have been cooking together, and it's so much fun. It's kind of almost a little romantic, you know. You have a glass of wine, and you kind of...
I think it's romantic.
It is. I don't know. There's some,
I mean, that's like one of my criteria. I want my partner to be to like to cook.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But what we did is we actually did this new kind of diet, I want to say, or a clean eating. And the spices that are in all of my recipes are so... I don't know if that's the right word, tangent, that you can taste each... I mean, it's amazing. And when I met you, I think it was it popcorn that you had or something you had, and it was so, you could just taste all the spices, which I love.
It was black truffle salts.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that is delicious.
That's the one item that we get people like frantic for. They come in, I need my black truffle salt right now. I'm out. Like,
so what could you use black truffle salt on?
It's awesome over like some brie cheese with crackers and wine.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, fries. People put it on their scrambled eggs. Those types of things. That's truffle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer, obviously you cook with this, do you?
I love the truffle salt. It is amazing. It can change the taste of something like scrambled eggs. You add the truffle salt and it completely changes the taste of them. Something so simple and you're like, these are so good. It's
really?
An amazing addition to your kitchen.
Wow.
I have a question about the local people that you carry. I'm so fascinated by people that make things in our local area. What do you have that is really interesting that you don't think people see very often?
You know, we have so much. Everything from, if you guys know the Scratch food truck, we carry the Scratch ketchup. There's an Earl's
Gone.
What's
different about, I haven't tasted that. So what's different about their ketchup?
You know what? You try the Scratch ketchup and it's like the ketchup you've known to be ketchup all along is just one big lie. You feel like, oh my gosh, what have I been eating, or what have I been, feeding my kids, putting on my hamburgers?
Really?
Scratch ketchup, it has flavor. It's not just sugar. There's no high fructose corn syrup. It has true flavor from real vegetables and real spices and the stuff that belongs in our food.
Oh my gosh.
So if you haven't tried it, come out, try it. Go find the Scratch truck, try it. But we do sell it by the bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So other than your cooking classes, mm-hmm. do you have any upcoming in-store deals that our listeners might be interested in?
you know, we always have military discounts of 15%. So I definitely,
that's good to know.
You know, always promote that. We do fill your spice jars as well. So if you bring in your empty spice jars, we're happy to fill those. And there is bulk discounts if you buy a certain amount of spices. But we try to really keep our prices low and fair. So we try not to mark up to discount. So yeah, if you come in, a lot of people, their first impression of the store is that it's going to be expensive, but it's really, really affordable and comparable to what you'll find at the grocery store.
So again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you need to write this phone number down, 419-0008. We have two gift certificates right now to Spicetopia, and I'm already excited. I can't wait to go there and get, you know.
I'm going to buy some of the black truffle salt.
Me too. I'm all over that. Okay. What is it that people would stand, I mean, that stands out, the biggest thing that you've learned from Spicetopia?
You know, for the local vendors, I've just learned that things taste so much better when they're made with care. As far as you come in and you see the Earl's Gone Wild barbecue sauce, which is another local product, a lot of the cottage industry products, the chocolates, Kentucky Kicks bourbon nuggets, Jen's Baked Goods toffee, things just taste so much better when they're made locally. And when you can make a connection with your neighbors and your community, and when you're supporting a small local business, you just benefit in so many ways other than the taste.
I love that. It's kind of like a little food boutique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it totally is.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to go and visit your store.
And you have a lot of different salts, as I remember as well, right? Not only the truffle salt.
We have over 50 different flavored salts, including we have a chipotle-infused salt, habanero. We have a vanilla-infused salt. And then we also got these really cool new salts that are actually infused in Ojai. So there's a pixie blend, there's a lavender blend, and that's another way to support another local business, a salty infusion, and they are so good.
And those you can also buy in smaller quantities as well?
Yes, you can buy them by the ounce.
Okay.
So you mentioned date night with Chef Amy. What about a girls' night? Is there enough room for several friends to come out and do
She's
that?
She's already thinking, can we do a date? Yeah, can we do a ladies' night?
There is definitely a lot of potential for ladies' nights.
Okay.
One thing about Spicetopia is we have a lot of space. We try to keep it really open. Pretty much for the cooking classes is the biggest reason why we have a big, nice open space. So we can seat up to 40, 50 people in our cooking classes.
Oh, my. Okay.
And is there hands-on during the cooking class, or are we just watching Chef Amy?
It's all demonstration, and you do get to taste everything. We are in the process of starting to build a kitchen, but it's not complete yet. So for right now, it is more of a demonstration.
Okay, great. So can you leave us with a couple recipes? Is there anything that from your spices that you can really kind of help us with this 4th of July weekend that we can use?
You know, we have so many things. We have one recipe that I'll give out is a spinach, grape, and bacon salad.
Ooh, it that sounds so
awesome.
Great. Okay.
So it's really easy. What you're going to do is you're going to cook your bacon.
Okay.
You'll take our plum balsamic reduction by Infuso.
Okay.
And you're actually going to put a little bit of that bacon grease into that balsamic reduction. Cut your grapes in half so they're easy to fork and put it all together. And that is actually a recipe from Chef Amy. I hope she doesn't mind me. Sorry, Chef Amy.
No.
Love you.
That sounds amazing.
It is so good and so easy. And that's the kind of stuff she does. You know, I'm a mom. I have a son who's 1.5 years. I love cooking gourmet, but sometimes I just want something quick and easy. And I just want to go home and relax, put my feet up. And the cooking classes and the local products really allow me to do that.
Honestly, that salad sounds both gourmet and easy.
It does, doesn't it?
Right.
I know,
so
and healthy.
Yeah. Gourmet doesn't have to be long and involved.
That's
right?
Very true.
That's right.
Now, talk to us about your teas.
Our teas are also organic and fair trade certified. We have 113 different varieties.
Oh, that's all?
That's all.
Okay.
You can come in and buy them by the ounce as well. They're all loose leaf, high quality teas. You can also come in and buy a cup of iced tea or hot tea anytime you're downtown.
Wow, mm-hmm. I love it. All right, give out your phone number and let everybody know where to find you.
You can find us downtown Ventura across from the movie theater. Our phone number is 805-628-3267, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm so excited to come down there. It sounds like we need to put together.
Absolutely.
This is a perfect couples night. We'll put a couples night. We'll put a ladies night.
I'll need a date.
Yeah, we'll find you one. Don't worry. Okay. Okay. And you know what? I'm so excited. I want to work with you. I want to let people know that you're out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, again, I want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Get your gift certificates right now, $25 gift certificate to Spicetopia. And not only that, we've got tons of things. We've got the $30 gift certificate to 16 by JMA and the Bryan Brothers Tennis Fest and a dozen bagels. So
yeah, we got a lot of stuff. Yeah. And if you're wondering what's for dinner tonight with all this food talk, you're never going to have to ask that question again if you go to the ranch.
Yeah,
it's in Westlake Village. Their family, that you got to order the family size chicken parm.
It's amazing. They're catering one of my parties. And not only that.
A party?
Yeah, they do.
Have I not been invited to this?
The appetizers. Oh, God, here we go.
Right? Best burgers in the 805.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're known for their fresh baked giant buns.
Do you have their number?
Yes, I do. It is. No, you know what? I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay, I so don't. We'll have to get
but
that.
But they are in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center located across from Lindero Canyon and Thousand
Very,
Boulevard.
Very good.
Check them out.
All right, Ashley, so much. Thank you so much again. I can't wait to work with you again. Jennifer, Anne-Marie, Tom Spence, and all my listeners out there, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. If you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams, and you will always look lovely with that. So with that, I hope that you're having an amazing 4th of July weekend. I want to remind you of our show right here, 2 to 3 today. We've got a completely different show with completely different guests. So definitely join us. All right. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.